Noir.
This just in. Stupidity has taken over the world. Not the normal kind of stupid. The advanced kind. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Fox San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But we are concerned about trying to be responsible, one-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
I think our guest is going to have a problem with the word democracy. If you hear that clip and they're telling you what fake news is, and they have a story that's in simulcast throughout the entire nation that's been written for all of them to perpetuate such a story. Who's the fake news? I'm just going to throw that out there. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. It's horrifying, I know. Every time I listen to it, I get a little more horrified, actually. I welcome Uncle Melty. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
And Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional expert and attorney. Always so happy to have you on a Thursday. You are a breath of fresh air, and we adore you. How's that?
Thank you, Kate. I'm excited to be here. You know, it's not just I mean, the whole thing is just insane.
The media is just a matter,
you know, the mainstream media is just a matter of pooling of ignorance. I don't know if you saw, I think, you know, I'm flying all over the place, so my days of the week get all kind of muddled sometimes, but I can't remember if it was Tuesday or Wednesday morning on Fox and Friends. They had a discussion about about whether Prince Harry's child could be a president of the United States because, you know, Meghan Markle is, you know, American. And they all decided, they pulled their ignorance and decided that the child of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle could be president of the United States. This was Fox and Friends. And so I'm just like, look, people, just shut up if you don't know what you're talking about and stop talking about politics if you're an idiot.
Would you like to set the record straight on who could be president?
Well, yeah, because you have to be a natural born citizen, and holding dual citizenship is per se proof that you are not a natural born citizen. And you have to have parents that are both citizens of the United States at the time of your birth.
So I wonder how long they went with this dialogue on Fox and Friends.
Oh, they never changed. They never came to the right conclusion. They were just all pleased with the fact that they agreed within the realm of their own ignorance.
That you gotta love. Oh my gosh. Yeah, and I loved CNN asking, how black would the new royal baby be? And I thought, we have reached all-time lows in America. I mentioned this yesterday. It was just horrifying. It was just horrifying sometimes because they are the ones that are the race baiters of America, and yet that's the statement they make. So tell me a little bit about...
it's crazy, Kate. My husband probably has more actual African in him than many of the people who have more melatonin in their skin than he does. I mean, we've seen people who have had their DNA done, found out they had absolutely no African in their DNA whatsoever.
You're right.
So how black is that?
I don't know. It's just so frustrating.
I think maybe I have a little irritated spirit because I had to go through TSA this morning.
Ah, you came from New York, and how was New York? We worry about New York. They're going to be the butt of a segment we do pretty soon. Oh my gosh, what are you doing, New York? What did you say, Uncle Mike?
A lot of people find going through TSA arousing.
Especially the TSA agents.
Depends on the quality of the TSA agent you get. So tell me a little bit about, there are a lot of patriots in New York.
Oh, man, I tell you what, some of our most passionate patriots are in New York.
Oh, that's so good to hear.
Because they have, you know, oppression.
Yeah.
is what really sparks the fire and the fight for liberty.
Well, you begin to
and
think.
And they know what it's about there.
You begin to think that they're all little Alexandria Cortez's running around, and then that actually restores my hope, so thank you for that, because it's nice to hear.
Yeah, I taught for 10 days on religious liberty there in the churches, and the people, they are feeling the rise of religious persecution, and they are ready to get educated and start pushing back. But it's not until oppression, until an individual actually feels the oppression, that they're that many people are willing. Now, some just are, you know, have the inherent spirit within them, and or the Holy Ghost inspires them, however it works for them. But for the most part, the general population has to have some kind of oppression. So people say, Chris Hanna, where's your most passionate patriots? And their obvious guess is, you know, Texas some red state. But in reality, our most passionate patriots are in New York. They're in Washington State. They're in, you know, Oregon. They're in Northern California. They're in the places where they really, really feel tyranny.
Boy, that's a great point. It really is.
Well, that's also true why immigrants are some of the loudest proponents of liberty also, because
that's
they came from a country where there was none.
That is very, very true. By the way, Speaker Nancy Pelosi today said she agreed with the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Nadler from New York, the assertion that the U.S. is currently facing a constitutional crisis after the panel. After the panel voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress. Thoughts?
I just have to wonder. I really have to wonder, what is the overall agenda?
Well,
because is it to get rid of Trump? Because do they think that Pence is better than Trump, or do they hate Trump so much they want to get rid of him? Or is it just the political drama that drives them these days? I really don't know.
Well,
because they're not going to get a Democrat in the office if they impeach Trump. They get Pence, and maybe the Republicans will come out and vote for Pence more than they would for Trump anyway in 2020.
Yeah.
So, and frankly, you know, Congress held Eric Holder in contempt when he was Attorney General. And what happened in that one?
Yeah.
He went to Chicago.
I just wanted to mention.
He got to retire with a pension and then talk about running for president one day.
Yeah. Just wanted to mention again that Pelosi actually mentioned the word constitution. That's a rarity. She said, this is very methodical. It's very constitution based. It's very law based. And it's very factually based. It's about patriotism.
What the heck is she talking about?
I have no idea. Nobody ever knows what Pelosi's talking about.
What is the it that she's talking about? Pelosi couldn't find the Constitution if she had a map to the Library of Congress. And she couldn't find her way through it if somebody had, you know, led her through it by the hand. So when it comes out of her mouth, it's ridiculous.
Yep, I know. And it still boggles my mind. My ears hurt. But yes, the games that are being played, we should play the song The Games People Play. It would be very fitting in this segment. But this whole nonsense, this whole circus is circus for the masses right now. And it's the back and forth. Nadler is a very interesting guy. What was your takeaway from contempt of Congress? Because that's their assertion. Contempt of Congress.
I am not a Barr fan, okay? And because William Barr is not a friend of liberty or the Constitution. As a matter of fact, he has a strong history of circumventing the Constitution for governmental power, especially when it comes to the individual in America. But I got a sneaky feeling that he's the kind of guy you don't really want to tick off. So they better come hard or go home, because the contempt thing is just really ridiculous.
Right.
And what contempt are we really talking about here? What exactly are the consequences of contempt? Once again, how many people have Congress held in contempt and nothing has ever happened? So until they actually come to some kind of of real conclusion about what the consequences to what that might be. It's really, really difficult to take them seriously. Yeah.
Well, Pelosi did bring up the dungeons underneath the in the basement.
Somebody needs to muzzle her and quick. I'm worried about her. She's something's wrong. Something's really wrong with her. Anyway, she's bizarre. Even her comments, they circle around. They don't make sense. It's very, very strange.
You know, they're so freaked. Well, they're not freaked out. It's nothing but political theater. Mm-hmm. Nobody's upset. Nobody's really freaked out. It's just an opportunity for them to get in the limelight. It's
right.
just an opportunity for them to win political points,
yep.
political favor.
Flex
but
their
more
muscle.
Than that, it's an
yeah.
opportunity to divide the people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, if they were really, really, you know, I say this tongue in cheek because we know that Nancy Pelosi is not actually worried about the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
She would be more concerned about, you know, who leaked Donald Trump's taxes to the media, because I think the last thing Nancy Pelosi wants are political tax returns in the public eye.
Yes. Yes, I totally agree. We have a minute, but we will be coming back. You want to comment on tax returns, privacy issues?
Well, not all privacy issues. There's all kind of issues. You know, the releasing of his tax returns, the term he was not even for president, you know, is not only illegal legally, but it's morally illegal. And it's not something that our Congress should be championing anyone, regardless of whether they like Donald Trump or not. And you can search the Constitution, you know, all day and twice on Sunday. There is absolutely no financial requirement to become president of the United States. So absent a constitutional amendment for that kind of a requirement, or an allegation of illegal activity, there's absolutely no call for Congress to get his tax returns,
yeah.
even the ones while he's president.
Right.
When I see these politicians ranting and raving and doing their political theater, I always think of that SNL character, Stewart, who says, look what I can do.
That's so true, though. Oh, man. We're going to come right back. More with Chris Ann Hall. We might be talking about freedom of speech and a host of things, of course, with her, our constitutional expert and attorney, Chris Ann Hall. She's got a great show, too, by the way. ChrisAnnHall.com. Support her. She's doing great work. And you're traveling all over the country doing it. I'm so proud of the work you do. So is Uncle Milty. We'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. More with Chris Ann Hall when we return.
There's simply no better way to recover from an injury or surgery than with...
Calls occur every...
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise.
Or a preacher wife, right, Chris Ann? I love it. She's married to a preacher. Anyway, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. We still have Chris Ann Hall with us, which I'm so happy about. I've got Uncle Milty here. And we were just talking about the tax returns. We were just talking about the privacy issues. And they unearthed this information from New York Times anonymous source journalists. If they're journalists for the New York Times, why did they go unnamed? They certainly have been out there before. Interesting. Anyway, so they came up with 80s and 90s, and he lost billion or whatever. And this was before he was even president, and everybody knew about it in America the entire time.
My only comment on this is to everybody in Congress, he who is without tax sin, throw out your first return. Because I really don't think that they, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And I think the American people ought to start demanding tax returns for their congressmen. And if they're going to start calling for Donald Trump's tax returns, then they need to first, you know, supply their own.
Yep.
Amen, sister, on that one.
And I know for a fact that Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi do not want the American people to see their tax returns.
Yep.
And neither,
you know,
does Mitch McConnell or or any of those guys.
Yeah.
So.
You know, have you noticed that Feinstein's been just nowhere? It's kind of interesting, isn't it? Ever since the whole Supreme Court deal. Interesting. Okay. Just thought I'd mention that. I just remember the last look on her face. Anyway, haven't seen Ginsburg for a long time, too. An actual picture from this year, but that's just, you know, here or there.
Oh, but she went bowling earlier this year.
Oh, okay. We just don't have any. We just keep bringing up stock photos over from like 2 years ago. So I just wondered. I was just curious.
Yeah.
Yes, throwing it out there.
She was spotted at a bowling alley.
Oh,
you know.
Bowling alley.
Sure she was.
Okay. I believe it. Anyway, Trump is calling for John Kerry to be prosecuted for his Iran dealings. And I have to agree, when you were talking about, you know, the hypocrisy here, there is so much to be had by so many individuals that have actually conducted treasonous affairs, kind of like the Clintons and Chinagate, selling our secrets to China in the 90s, the stuff John Kerry ran around doing. You have Eric Holder and all of the things he brought over the border. So, you know, it's interesting how the word treason only goes to certain people and they can't even qualify why. So it's always of interest to me to watch the games. And Kerry should be. Kerry should be investigated, at least.
Oh, please. Kerry, okay, so fine, investigate Kerry. But the problem is that, you know, we've talked about this before, Kate. We've talked about this for years on your show now.
Right.
Especially with the ties that my husband and I have had with our mission work in Haiti. The Clintons go well beyond treason. Their international acts of treason are simply incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't take any of it seriously because none of it is genuine. Yeah. All of it is just political theater.
I totally agree. You had a post, a really great show, actually, on freedom of speech or speech police, and you were asking Columbia County, Florida, what's up with your sheriff? Do you want to explain?
So we had actually, Columbia County is where I live. I live in a neighboring county, but ours is very small rural, so most of our business is done in Columbia County. And we had a Columbia County sheriff's deputy pull over and arrest a young man because his bumper sticker, he said, violated obscenity laws.
Okay.
Can you believe that we still have people trying to enforce obscenity laws?
And
here's the thing that really sort of irked me is I actually offered a few years ago to this particular sheriff, not to the deputy, but to the sheriff of this county, my constitutional training. And I was told, well, you know, we have the academy and we don't really need that. But now, you know, we have an officer who's arrested a member of the Columbia County community for filing a vulgarity statute, which
what?
Is absolutely incredible because there was no picture. Mm-hmm. It was just words. And the words were could have been sexual, but they could have also been a slight of terms. It could have been, you know, some kind of sarcasm. It could have been a lot of things. But the entire thing was based on simply words. And when the officer pulled the kid over, the only probable cause was his bumper sticker, and then said to him, okay, I'm going to issue a notice to appear. You're going to have to appear in court to deal with this citation for vulgarity. And what I want you to do is I want you to change, you know, black out one of the letters so it's not so offensive, right? And so the kid says no, because they're just words. I'm not blocking out anything. So then the deputy arrests him for resisting without violence.
What?
And I arrests him. And he goes to jail. He gets a $2,500 bond for refusing to change a sign, a sticker on his car.
Oh,
now, I practiced First Amendment law for several years, Kate, and this particular arrest violates a number of principles, not to mention well-settled constitutional decisions by the Supreme Court.
Whoa.
What do you know what decade that statute was written in the 1800s?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But the thing is, the statute has not been enforced.
Right.
for decades because the precedent to enforce it, or the precedent against enforcing it, is so well settled. Most people realize that if you do this, it's you're going to get sued. Now, besides the offensive nature of enforcing a law that, that comes against words, the officer said, well, if it's unlawful, if there's something wrong with the statute, then the legislature needs to change it. And if it's unconstitutional, well, then the judiciary will deal with it. In other words, saying, you know, I'm just a slave to enforcing the law. I have no mind, no moral conscience of my own. I'm just some automaton hireling of the government to enforce its draconian and oppressive laws. I thought we left that behind in the civil rights era.
Well, I'll tell you, horseback riding, fishing on a horse is illegal in my state. It hasn't been prosecuted for years. I don't know how many are actually doing it.
It is still on the books that it's illegal to cohabitate with a member of the opposite sex outside of marriage.
Wow. It's on the books, huh?
Well, it's on the books. It's also against the law in the state of Florida to have a tattoo parlor unless the tattoo parlor is underwritten by a medical doctor for medical purposes. So 99.9% of every tattoo parlor in the state of Florida is against the law.
Oh, my gosh. Aren't tattoos named Lola prescribed? I can't imagine that they wouldn't be.
So do these law enforcement officers, are their uniforms with brown shirts?
It's insane. It really, really is
that
insane.
Is, that's
so I'm just personally offended in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. And when I get home, I'm going to look into whether, because I don't practice law anymore, but I'm going to look into whether I can actually get involved in one way or another to just simply write an amicus brief
Or even advise.
It's just crazy.
Even advise. Some expertise on this would probably be needed by somebody like you, because this is far above and beyond. And I have a feeling this sheriff was just upset that the kid, said something back to him. Now, he didn't say anything that wasn't okay. It's just that he didn't like him talking back to him, so he was going to prove his power, might, and force. And
absolutely. And let me tell you what, I've seen some pretty offensive bumper stickers, and what this one says is so obtuse. You know, I mean, there's like 12. My husband and I talked about it. There's like 12 different meanings you could come up with this bumper sticker.
Obama's when offensive to me. I'm just saying, it's offensive. Yeah. I want somebody arrested for that. Go ahead. Sorry.
Right. I mean, I've seen bumper stickers with people actually urinating.
Yeah.
Pictures of people urinating.
Yeah.
With body parts. And these are, like I said, these are just words. And the demand of the officer for the guy to change the words is direct indication that this is what we call content-based discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing that we're even having to talk about this case and having to even go there, because I would think that in this day and time we've come so far, but I guess not.
The officer, according to the police, the sheriff's report, the deputy said to him, well, what do you expect? You know, what is a parent going to say to their child if they're driving behind your vehicle? And the guy says to the sheriff, well, I'm not quite sure, but I'm pretty sure that's up to the parent.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Do you just shake your head?
So the question is, do you want freedom of speech or do you want speech police? Because that's exactly what this is boiling down to.
Yeah, it's bad enough that we have free speech amendment zones, a zone in which the Constitution can apply. You're right. Speech police is a whole new...
I like being older now, because when I'm offended by what somebody's saying, I can just reach up and turn off my hearing aids.
Yeah, my husband got really upset during that show because he's had interaction with Columbia County officers. He got pulled over. Actually, he was pulled over for speeding, but he wasn't speeding. It was somebody that had raced around him, so he was pretty certain that the officer didn't even actually clock him.
Mm-hmm.
And so the officer looked at him and said, do you know why I pulled you over? And my husband said, no, not really. He said, you were doing this. And my husband looked at him and said, really? And the officer looked at my husband and said, "You don't question a law enforcement officer unless you want to go to jail."
Wow.
I'd end up in jail if he said that to
that
me.
That badge just got real heavy on that shirt. Oh, my gosh.
No, right?
What is going on?
We're dealing with petty tyrants, really.
Yeah.
Because, you know, somebody said to me the other day, the problem is that when you have absolutely no control in your life and somebody gives you a little bit of power, you're going to become a petty tyrant.
Is exactly right. And what did Samuel Adams say that I thought was so eloquent about this society, the destruction of America, about ignorance?
Oh, yeah. He said, "No people will tamely surrender their liberties nor be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved."
Yeah.
But on the contrary, when the people become universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink underneath their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders.
Ooh, are we sinking under our own weight or what? And I do think we have a lot of problems in the police arena, too. Not all, but a lot of problems. Go ahead.
This is just reminding me of the time I got pulled over in California and the cops said, "What are you doing out at 1 o'clock in the morning, Mr. Brader?" And I said, "I'm taking a drive in the United States of America." And he threatened to beat me with his billy club.
Oh, I love it. I hate getting asked where I'm going and why. None of their business. None of their business.
See, here's the point, though, Kate. I think we can all agree.
You got 20 seconds.
That people in America want to support law enforcement officers.
Yeah.
But when you have petty tyrants and ignoramuses like this, it's and you stand up against what they're doing and how they're conducting their business, then you get a whole segment of the population who begins to hate you because you're not standing with the blue.
Yeah.
Here's my problem.
Whoops,
we
hurry up.
Need officers who are moral, who are educated, and who have integrity to stand up and say, "This is not who we are, and this is not how we operate."
ChrisAnnHall.com. Get there and listen to her show. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
God bless.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
That's right. Step right up and listen to a concerned citizen speak his piece. I tell you a little something that my daddy told me. My basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want your freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun. You got to keep America number one. My daddy told me, son, don't let them take your gun. That's what they told me.
Alrighty, back with you on the Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com, KateDalyRadio.com. And you can get the podcast there. Share them far and wide. Put the name of the show and the podcast link in chat rooms if you're there and you happen to be there making a comment. Add it in so people can find the show. Also, if it's not on your local dial, get it there. Call them. All you got to do is call the station and request it. We'll see what we can do about getting the show near you on your local dial. And so live today all over the country, all over the world. And I have Uncle Milty with me. Big thank you to Chrisanne Hall. I always love it when she weighs in on stuff. She's so fun.
Yep.
And she's our constitutional expert and attorney. And she joins us every Thursday, which is kind of fun. And also, I wanted to make this comment on the heels of that song. I was talking about this earlier in a local context, but I actually want to bring this up for just a moment, if you'll let me. And that is, since the shooting in Colorado a couple of days ago, and how sad we are about that death that happened there, from what we've heard so far, that I just wanted to weigh in a little bit on what the media was saying, because they were beefing up this story and using some manipulation and exaggerating and even lying. And I wanted to make sure that this got out there. CNN declared in an article, I think it was yesterday, that they said that there is no actual way to know what a school shooting is or isn't anymore. And so the media as a whole kept citing 43 incidences of school shootings since the beginning of the year. Now we're almost at halfway through the year of 2019. And they said 43 incidences. And I was telling Uncle Milty, I just don't remember 43 incidences, and I'm on the news every day. Okay. And so I'm sorry, but that does not shake out. So I started doing some homework, and CNN decided that they would anoint themselves the catalyst for now pronouncing what a school shooting is or isn't. And they wanted to include BB guns because they can be harmful. They wanted to include in the school mass shootings arena, they wanted to include near a school, just an injury, what have you, and all kinds of different parameters so they could include them. But they only came up with 15. So not 43, like the rest of the news was saying, but 15. So I decided to take a look at each of those incidences that they actually cited in their article as proof that we had 15, for sure, school shootings. But I want you to listen to this, because this is so important, because you're going to get a real glimpse of how the media takes these things and manipulates, which I'm preaching to the choir. I know you already do. But it just once more can state the case for media lies, because they're all saying these kinds of things. Look at the incidences. One incident that they included in a mass school shooting was a pellet gun at a military school. It was non-life-threatening injury. A 21-year-old, an adult man on a college campus, he was injured. It wasn't fatal, but he was injured. Another, by a gun, another 20-year-old on a college campus who accidentally shot his gun in a dorm. He didn't injure anybody. He's probably cleaning it. A shot fired at a bus driving by, away from the school, in a drive-by shooting, hit a little girl in the hand. It wasn't life-threatening, but that happened away from the school. A 25-year-old man who went to the school to shoot a family member who worked there in a family revenge act. It wasn't fatal, but they went just for the family member because they knew probably where the family member was mm-hmm. during the day. A 17-year-old was shot near a school in a drug deal, and they included that. Now, that's an act of violence. It's not a mass school shooting.
Near a school.
Near a school. Was it? They didn't even say how near. An adult man who was shot as he ran the track at night. An older man ran the track at night, and he was shot. Two adult males were near a school involving two kids near the age of 17 and shot at by people they had fought with previously, possible drug deal. One girl fought with two adult men, and then they shot her as she left the school after a nighttime basketball game. They knew her and only targeted her after they had fought with her and shot her. A girl shot in the arm in the gym, but it wasn't premeditated, and it was actually an accident. It could have been an accident, they say, non-life-threatening. And a 17-year-old was shot near a school, and police said it wasn't random. They don't say how near. A lot of people live near a school, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And so here's the truth about school shootings so far. There have only, there, and I say only because the media is saying 43 incidences of mass shootings, and so we need to take your guns, everybody, because 43 incidences, that's a lot of incidences. There have been 4 deaths, 3 of which were university college students, and 1 was a high school student, and that was the Colorado shooting that just happened 5 months into the year. What I'm talking about is, and I'm not trying to be insensitive to that particular shooting, but what I'm saying is look at the facts, look at the truth. If the media let out with that, if they let out with, we've had one death this year, and it was a horrible thing, and the everybody's sad about the family and what they're having to deal with, and it was horrible, and people are saying he was a hero. They don't lead out with that. You know what they're leading out with? This was 3 weeks from the Columbine massacre back in 1999, right? Mm-hmm. And 43 incidences of school shooting. So they're padding up the story with exaggerations and lies to get you to understand this narrative that they keep trying to approach daily in, we don't need the Second Amendment. Please turn over your guns. How do we stop this from happening? So there were people that commented when I brought this out, because we have over 90% gun ownership in the country right now. We only have 13 to 15,000 deaths by gun, murder-wise, and I think some accidents in there, too. That doesn't even register on the scale of percentage points, you guys, for deaths in this country. And it wouldn't even register. And so what I'm saying is this. We have to look under the hood and say, what are the facts, though? What are the facts, though? As sad as school violence can be, not everything is a mass school shooting by a lone gunman that walks into the school and just starts shooting it up. Not everything happens that way. And also, if you really want to look at the numbers, in almost the last 2 decades, in high school and down, not including college, it's been well under 300 deaths. But you would think it was 100,000 deaths. from the way the media talks about it. Don't you think there's thousands of kids dying in our schools? And that's why they needed to beef up security. And that's why they needed to do all that. We've had one death in high school, K through 12, since the beginning of the year. And that's the truth. But they're not reporting that. They're including all kinds of other incidences in their reporting that don't have anything to do with the subject at hand. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. Thank you for talking about this and dissecting this. For some odd reason, every time there's a statistic that comes out, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
So yeah. I was on a website that said gun violence registry, and they were registering gun violence. And I was taking a look at where I was from, and I noticed one registered from my hometown. And I looked at it, and the incident that was reported was a homeowner drawing a gun on a home invader.
What?
And
they included
the
that?
The act of self-defense.
Wow.
Put this incident on the gun violence registry. So you need to take a look at what they're reporting.
Yes.
Any statistics is just skewed.
It is. I couldn't believe when CNN came out with this and they included all of these incidences, most of which were with adults, by the way, and a lot of which were drug deals gone bad. Yeah. And they included that in the lone gunman walking into a school, shooting it up like Columbine, or two people walking into a school. And I thought, this is so dishonest. And I'm so glad that you did your homework. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yep.
I'm really proud. That's awesome. Thank you so much. Really appreciate the phone call. It's so true. In fact, didn't they include an incident? Weren't we talking about this like a month or two ago? Because in radio time, it's like dog years. I don't even remember what a month or two ago was. But I remember you saying something about that the town went, wait a minute, we didn't have an incident in this town. And it happened to be like something that they thought was a gun and then they said wasn't, but it was included. It was included as a school shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not at all. In fact, they should have taken it off and they didn't. Of course they don't. So these media outlets that are all saying 43 incidences, there wasn't 43, there wasn't 15, there wasn't 5. We have to be able to look at this with the truth, with a magnifying glass, and you have to hold the media to the fire on this. I would start writing these media outlets, let them know you're onto their game, because they were doing nothing but crying in the camera on CNN and saying, when are we going to do something? Tears and prayers aren't going to help people. And that's their new mantra. And it's been their new mantra for a year and a half is prayers don't help. Taking the guns will.
Yeah.
That's their mantra, because they finally had to get down to knocking down prayer, because what else are you going to say to somebody that's lost their child, right? In a shooting that's a real shooting. You are going, because there are false flags, but you're going to say, my prayers are with you. There's nothing more I can do. You've lost somebody, but they have to annihilate that too. They have to hit it hard. Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Well, and the other problem is, of course, is once they take the guns and it's proven that it doesn't work, you can't get them back.
Right. How many times in the media this year did you hear that there were, I think, a total of 350 deaths that they claimed? And I'm including what I think are some possible false flags in that, too. So the numbers are very loose under that. It could be far under even 300, just K through 12. But that's the numbers. How many times did you hear that on the news? That in the last two decades, it's been well under 300, possibly under 200. You don't.
Nope.
You haven't heard it.
Never.
Yeah. And so I just, if we can start holding feet to the fire, if we can start calling them on this, if you want to use social media to take these messages and remind people of the truth, I posted this on the Kate Daly Show on Facebook, actually. So you can go there and share it. And I appreciate it, because I want people to know the truth, that they're stating numbers that aren't real at all. So there was also a very kind of dishonest picture, I think, of what did we used to call him? Kim Flung Poo?
Who
Flung Poo from North Korea. There's a picture of him using the middle finger in a photo. And the news has been taking this photo as kind of like fact. There's a picture of his face and then his hand up closer in the photo that's blurry. And I'm sorry, that isn't his hand. This photo was so photoshopped, it's unreal. In fact, I've never seen him do that, where he's flipped off somebody. What would you think if they sent around a picture of Trump flipping off all of these other countries, right, and sent it around as fact and totally photoshopped it, you don't think they'd react to that? They wanted a reaction today about North Korea.
That's it. And he has this huge grin on his face.
Yeah, it was from an earlier shot. I've seen that shot somewhere.
I've seen that shot, too. And and he wasn't flipping anybody off when that photograph was taken of that big grin. But it all has to do with everything that's going on right now with they're not even ballistic missiles. They've called them ballistic missiles a couple times. Mm-hmm. They're just short-range, ground-to-ground missiles.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's saying something, but it's not like he's testing out ballistic missiles.
Right.
So it's just
so
show. It's
watch
all
when you're
show.
Being manipulated.
Yeah.
Oh, I swear. Is that not the theme of the show for the last, I don't know, let's see how long I've been on? Yes, eight years. It seems almost 8 years. That is the theme of the show. Also, let me see here. And no, we don't want to turn Notre Dame into another secular solar-powered eco-garden. Thank you, friends of the environment, but you can just shove it. I hope that they don't turn. I'm not even Catholic. I just hope they don't turn Notre Dame into some ridiculous monument for environmentalists who are shoving climate change down our throat ad nauseum.
Well, you know, France is big on that.
Come on.
They did call them the Paris Climate Accord.
That's true. Sellouts. Oh, they've sold out so long ago. They're so deep state-ish. I just want to hurl. So, yes, they want to use the destruction of this monument to push your pet environmental agenda. How fabulous, right? You can't let these people get their way. The problem is they believe their own rhetoric, and they're going to push for this. A third eco garden proposal now has been submitted for that, and I just, please no. Please, no. We have to put up with enough of this nonsense and these lies from these people. And I just can't even think about Notre Dame being turned into something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It scares me.
Yeah. They do not speak for the whole of America. They might speak for more in the world because they've adopted more of the UN agenda, but not us. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. I want to deep dive into a subject that I think is very surprising. You're gonna be kind of surprised and very informed also in the next hour. So stick with us for the next hour of the show. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.